This recording is provided by Christian Missionary Fellowship International, Boston. You're welcome to make free distribution to friends. However, all for-profit distribution is a violation of existing copyright and other applicable laws. For more information about our churches, visit www.cmfiboston.org.
I'd like us to pray that we understand that God works with the faithful. God chooses the faithful. God uses the faithful. God needs the faithful. And God will compromise nothing of the spiritual standards upon which he builds his work. He will not change. He is the Lord God. He is immutable. It will not change. And as you pray, throw off your own wobbly character and your own fickleness, so that God can have his son and some sons for the accomplishment of his purposes as he promised them through Brazak. I'd like a few people to pray.
Father, I bless and I worship you because you are God and you will provide. Father, I bless and I worship you because we know the truth that will set us free. Father, thank you, O God, for this deep truth coming out, O God. Father, I bless you, O King of Glory, Lord God, that you made it possible for me to be here, to hear these things. Oh, Father, I bless you and I pray, O King of Glory, Lord God, that these words that I've received this day, O God, will bear fruit in my life. That I will go the right way, O King of Glory. I choose to be a Rechabite. I choose to pay the price, Lord God, to be a Rechabite. So that the purpose is, Lord God, that you wanted to your servant, to a Zachary, who will be accomplished. Thank you, Lord God, for
the
revelation.
In Jesus' mighty name. Right,
amen.
Father, I bless you, God, this morning. Thank you for your word, God, that we're hearing and is refreshing us and is committing us to higher commitment and higher faithfulness, God. Father, I bless you, Lord, for everything that we're hearing. And I pray, oh God, that you cause me, oh Lord, to keep believing, oh, that I'm a Rechabite, oh God. Oh, to keep believing that I'm a Rechabite. But Lord, I pray, oh God, that you visit the church, oh Lord, and expose all of the Canaanites and all those who are building by division, who are destroying, who are bringing a lot of confusion. Oh Lord, cause us to see and Lord, and to take stand with you, and to take stand for what Brazak stood for, God. Father, we pray that we're not going to turn to the right or to the left, but Lord, we're going to stand on the grounds, on the things that was built for more than 40 years ago. Lord, we'll stand by it, the daily dynamic encounter. Oh Lord, praying faithfully, individually, or praying with group. Oh Lord, evangelizing, doing everything to study the Bible, and also to, oh Lord, to fellowship with each other, God. Father, we pray that we will not compromise, we will not look at the victories of others, but we will stand on the victory that Brother Zach has already built, which we will just have to inherit, oh God. We bless you for opening our eyes this morning to see that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I thank you for your word again this morning. I thank you that this is a new day and you shine a new light onto our lives this morning. You are the same today as you were yesterday and tomorrow and forever. I give you all glory for what you're teaching me throughout this convention, Father. And I thank you that you are the greatest teacher there is. I pray that you lead me to go back to your crystallized principle and follow it faithfully so you can reward me. I pray, Father, that you cement that in me, that you engrave that in my heart, so I will always be obedient and faithful to you. I confess this morning that I am a Rechabite.
Amen.
Thank you, Father, for teaching me again how to be faithful. That you choose faithful people. You want them to be faithful. And you want them to serve you faithfully. It's all about being faithful because you are a faithful God yourself. What allow us to think that you can change? But be faithful and continue to be faithful. I thank you for your kind words this morning. And I bless you, and I bless you. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, we praise you, we bless and worship you, Lord Jesus. Father, I especially want to thank you, Lord, for all that you have sown into my life these past years, Lord, through our dear brother Zach, who is now with you in glory. Lord Jesus, I thank you, Lord, for all that he has sown into our lives, Lord. And it is my prayer, Father, that the seed which has been sown will grow and grow and grow, Lord Jesus. Father, I thank you, Lord, that this morning and yesterday, through our dear brother here, Lord, who are continuing in the same line of thought, Father, we receive your word, Lord. We receive your word. And Father, this morning, I want to re-surrender, Lord. As Brother Zach would put it, to a surrender that is radical, to a surrender that is uncompromising, to a surrender that is absolute, Lord Jesus. To be faithful to you, Lord, and to accomplish for you whatever you have meant for me to do for you, Lord Jesus. That I may be faithful and will bring glory to your name. Father, I ask this for all my brothers and sisters. Continue to speak and move in spirit and truth and in power through this, our dear brother Theodore, for the remainder of this dimension. We ask this in Jesus' precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Heavenly Father, I just thank you, Lord. And I just want to bless your name, Lord. Thank you for bringing us to this place, Lord. I thank you for the word that has gone forth today, Lord. I thank you, Lord, for bringing me into this ministry, Lord. I thank you that you brought me to a place, Father God, where I can learn your ways, Lord. I thank you that you are the same today, Lord, and yesterday and tomorrow, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that we redug the well, Father God, and gave it the same name, Father God, that you had given it to Abraham, Lord, and through all of your disciples, Lord, and through our brother Zach, Lord. I thank you, Lord, that I can learn to be faithful, Lord, Father God. I thank you, Lord, that I am a Rechabite, Lord, Father God. I pray, Father God, that you would strengthen my faith daily, Lord, Father God. I thank you that I will be a faithful servant, Lord, to you, Father God. I thank you for calling my name, Lord. And I thank you for bringing to me to this place and teaching me your ways. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name.
Amen.
Father, I pray, oh God, that you grant me to see and to know, oh God, that the continuity of your purposes, oh God, is entrusted to the faithful. I pray, oh God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, that you grant each and every one of us to see and to know that the continuity of your purposes, oh God, is entrusted to the faithful. Father, I pray, oh God, that you grant me to see and to know, oh God, that you are looking for the faithful. Grant us to know, oh God, that you are looking for the faithful. Father, I pray, oh God, that even as you cause us to know that you are looking for the faithful, oh God, we will give ourselves to being faithful, oh God, In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I pray, oh God, that I will give myself, oh God, to being faithful. Father, confess, oh God, that your servant laid a deposit, huge deposit, oh God, into each of our lives. I pray, oh God, that will not betray your purposes. I plead with you, Father, that will not betray your purposes. That will not betray your purposes, oh God. But that I will be faithful, and that will be faithful, and that even as we get faithful and continue in faithfulness, oh God, we'll rally others to be faithful. We'll rally others to be faithful, oh God. In the basics, would you talk to us through your servant? In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh Lord, I plead with you. Father, I plead with you, I beseech you, oh God, that you forbid us to fail and to fail our generation. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I plead with you, Father. Oh God, I pray. I plead with you. I beseech you, oh God, that the battle will not end at our level, but that we'll pass it on, even as we never to be faithful, and get others to be faithful, oh God. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Anna, I praise your name. Because you are the Lord of glory, I exalt your name, Lord. Because you are Almighty God. I thank you for teaching me, Lord, your principles from the time that you reveal yourself to me. I thank you, Lord, that during the time I have worked with you, Lord, you have taught me. And you have used what is like to teach me some principles, Lord. Oh, you have taught me, Lord, that Bible reading. You have taught me, Lord, that retreat for spiritual progress. You have taught me that daily dynamic encounters with God, that prayer alone. You have taught me that giving to God. Oh, Lord, I thank you for teaching me that all these things are principles that would allow me, Lord, to know you more. That would allow me, Lord, oh, to make progress as I work with you. Lord, I want to confess that though I have been taught those principles, at times, Lord, my worries, at times, Lord, my fears, at times, Lord, life circumstances and things around me, Lord, have prevented me from being faithful, Lord. Oh, in having my retreats, Lord, they have prevented me, Lord, from giving to you, sacrificial, Lord. They have prevented me, Lord, from doing faithfully, Lord, my daily dynamic encounters with you. Oh, my worries, my fears have prevented me, my laziness, Lord, from being faithful to these principles. Not that I don't know them, Lord. I know them, Lord. I want to pray, Lord, that you grant me the grace, Lord, to be faithful to these principles that you taught me through your beloved Son that is setting them to glory, Lord. I pray that you will grant me the grace, Lord, to be faithful, Lord. I pray that you will grant me the grace to be faithful, Lord, in my daily dynamic encounters with you, in my time of praying alone, Lord, in my sacrificial giving to you. I pray that I will be faithful. Not that I will be faithful, but that my wife will join me, Lord. Oh, Lord, as I'm doing the retreats, that she will join me, Lord, in giving sacrificially to you. That she will join me, Lord, in reading the Bible. That she will join me, Lord, in being faithful to these principles. That not only will she follow me, but that my children will follow me as well, Lord.
Amen.
And that you will send, you will, that there will be many, Lord, that will join me, Lord, so that together, Lord, we will be faithful. Oh, that all your church, Lord, all your church that you have raised through brothers like, Lord, will be faithful in following those principles, Lord. We need your help, Lord. Without you, Lord, we will be total failure. We'll be total failure. We need your help, Lord. Have mercy on us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Have mercy on us. Help us, Lord.
all some of the divisions we are having, some of the problems we are having, are simply as a result of us not knowing you, Lord. And in part because these principles have been put aside, Lord. We've not been faithful, Lord. We've not been faithful. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Oh, Lord of glory, have mercy on your children. Have mercy on me, Lord. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, thank you, Lord, for the privilege of being here at this time again, oh God, to receive your word. Lord, thank you, God, for the word of eternal life, oh God. Father, I confess that I've not been faithful. I've not been faithful, oh God, in the principle that I know, that I've received, oh God. Father, I confess I've not been faithful in the dynamic encounter of you. I've not been faithful in praying, oh God, in prayer, personally, oh God. I've not been faithful, oh God, in prayer contest. I've not been faithful, oh God, in reading the Bible. I've not been faithful even in fasting, oh God. There's no, oh God, aspect in my life in which, oh God, I've been faithful, oh God. But I confess that, oh God, I've just been there. I've been, oh God, that we have to follow this principle without applying it in my personal life. Lord, I pray that forgive me, Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. But I repent, oh God, of unfaithfulness. I repent of it, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I confess that I know, oh God, there's this deposit, oh God, in me, oh God, of the thing that I know that I'm supposed to do. Oh God, godliness, oh God, work day after day. But I don't even care about things that I'm in front of you anymore, Lord. I have to do it maybe once a week, oh God, maybe twice a month, oh God, I don't even care about it anymore, Lord God. It's not a way of life for me anymore, Lord God. But I just ask you for that, oh God, I'm not following the principle, I'm not doing this and that. But I confess that I'm coming back to it, Lord God. I'm coming back to follow the principle. I'm coming back, oh God, of this principle, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. But I'm coming back to it, oh God, to walk, oh God, with you, to walk with you, oh God, in such a way that you have a servant, oh God, in the name of Jesus Christ. I'm coming back, oh God, to look at, oh God, day after day upon this principle, oh God, and that there's nothing new, oh God, I'm trying to get, oh God, and there's nothing new. I'm not giving myself, oh God, what is exciting, what is making people to dance on job. Oh God, I'm coming back in what you have taught me, Lord God. Thank you for reminding me, oh God, these things at this time. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for the privilege that you gave us, Lord. True brother, thank you. To see a living sacrifice among us, not just reading it through your word. Thank you for giving us the privilege to see that it was possible to live a disciple life as we taught it. Thank you because he lived that life and we saw him living it. And he taught us all the secrets. He taught us all the ways to grow spiritually, to know you. He directed us thoroughly to you, never to himself, but to you. He didn't hide his secret to know you. He gave it all to us. Lord, all those principles are founded in your word. None of them are human, are yours. Lord, you taught us to know you through your word. You taught us to know you through prayer. You call us to give to you sacrificially. You call us to win the soul, to disciple them. You call us to live a disciplined life, Lord. Lord, your word was thoroughly given. And we saw a radical giving to you through your servant. Oh Lord, that all that we have learned, all that we have seen with our eyes, like we have the privilege, like the disciple has, many of us, Lord, to see what it's like. We see, like the disciple saw you living, and the way you want to go, and call others to live as you live. We had a chance to see a man, Lord, among us, who lived that life. But I pray that we may not change the rules, that we may not change your standard, oh Lord. The standard to remain a radical commitment to you, a radical life for you, disciple like choosing, by conformism, by compromission. Lord, that we may get back to the Bible, we may get back to the basic principle that we have been taught. There is no middle price. It's thorough. You gave it all, Lord. Lord, I pray for myself that you may have mercy upon me. Help me, Lord. Never forget. But get back to you and keep that dear in my heart to follow you, to follow this principle, because those are the ways. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Father, I want to repent for the years of disregarding these lessons of faithfulness. Lord, I want to repent for the years of unfaithfulness, of hearing the years of the importance that you played on meditations on these daily dynamic encounters with God, on prayer and Bible reading, soul winning, evangelism and retreats, and all the rest. Lord, I want to repent for my arrogance, for thinking that I can disregard these and still be sure of my eternal future, or just the arrogance of my disregard of the state of what my eternal future is. Lord, I want to repent for the arrogance of seeing the results that Brother Zach got by faithfully following these principles and teaching these principles and thinking that I can do without them. Lord, I'm going to repent, and as others have prayed, Lord, I pray that you pour into me godly repentance for these things. Lord, you grant me a godly turning away from unfaithfulness. Lord, I pray that you grant me the gift of the Rechabites that we've heard about today, the gift to hold on to the things that we've heard, the things that we've been taught. Grant me this gift, grant me the ability, O God, to hold on to this and practice them from this moment forward. Lord, I confess this through that you are able to do that, through your power you are able. Lord, and I commit myself by the grace of God to these things. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Lord, I confess that I have the privilege, Lord, to witness, Lord, firsthand, Lord, this man of God that you raised in our midst, in our generation. Lord, I have seen, Lord, for more than 17 years, I've seen him walk day to day with you. Lord, he taught us, he exemplified, he crystallized those principles of spiritual walk with God that he handed to us, Lord. Daily dynamic encounters with God. Prayer alone. Praying with others. Bible reading. Christian literature reading. Retreats for spiritual progress. Giving to God and giving sacrificially to God. And witnessing evangelism. Soul winning. Accountability. Praying in tongues. Praying massively in tongues. Keeping accounts. Being a faithful member of the local church and doing everything for the exclusive glory of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I've seen them in his life and in the lives of many who were faithful, Lord, but I've been unfaithful. And I've compromised and I've chosen my own thoughts, my own ways, even though in intellectually accepting those principles, I haven't practiced them, I haven't followed them. Lord, I repent to this day. And I thank you, Lord, for loving me so much, Lord, in bringing our brother all this way to come and awaken my conscience, to come and awaken our conscience to this time-tested principles that our Father handed to us. Lord, today I make the choice to be a Rechabite.
Amen.
And I will be a Rechabite. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I command my body, my soul, my mind, my intellect, my will, my emotions to follow, to obey, to keep these principles, to come back to these principles and to walk by them. Even though the circumstances in the land show point to the contrary, Lord, I will stick to them as the Rechabites. And Lord, I will go back to these wells that our Father dug for us. And I will go back to them. And I will go and Lord, remove all the stones and all the dirt that I myself have poured into them to fill them, to close them, and to turn my back to them. Lord, I repent this day, and I come back, and I beg you, Lord, to forgive me, to restore me, and to change my heart completely. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you, Lord, because my eyes are open in a new way. You see how I have personally filled, oh God, the wells that were dug, the foundational principles, oh God, that were laid down, those principles that I grasped from when I first believed. I saw, oh God, your servant lead by them, tested them, applied them, and they worked. I applied them in my life. But Father, times have come, oh God, when personally I've been filling them up. And the results have been evident. Father, I pray, oh God, that you will forgive me. Forgive me, oh Father. I pray, oh God, forgive me. Lord, that I will dig back all the wells. I will dig all the wells, oh God, to the depths to which, oh God, you yourself, you had asked your servant to dig them. Father, I pray for grace. Even in this vicinity, in this environment where I find myself, that whatever obstacle, whatever hindrance, nothing, oh God, will deviate me, oh God, from these principles. I pray, oh Father, that faithfulness, oh God, will characterize, oh God, my life. For I have seen, I've been reminded again, oh God, that everything is tied to faithfulness. And it is but true that nothing, oh God, without faithfulness will work. I pray, oh God, that I will be faithful. I ask, oh God, that we will be faithful, oh God, that we will be faithful. We will go back, oh God. We, oh God, as the Rechabites, we will remain faithful to the principles that we received. In the name of our Lord Jesus, Father, we ask for grace, oh God, that none, oh God, will shine away. Oh God, whatever can come to sweep us away, our eyes will be shut to it. Lord, we will stand, oh God, on those foundational principles, because into them we have life. Thank you, Father, for revealing this to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.
Éternel, désormais, je confesse que tu es le roi. Éternel, désormais, papa, que la gloire te soit rendue. Parce que je sais une chose. Tu ne nous as pas sauvés à la CMCI pour rien. C'est pour quelque chose. C'est parce que tu as quelque chose de spécial pour chacun de nous, Seigneur Jésus-Christ de Nazareth. Que toute la gloire te soit rendue, le roi de gloire. Amen.
Excuse me a little. My beloved sister. Sit down a little. There's a big burden on your heart about handling community issues, about the woundings and all the other things that are in our ministry. For now, that's not what is troubling me. I am not, for now, I'm not preaching this message about the CMFI community and movement. I'm interested in you as an individual. Because
When God has overcomers, the whole community will be saved. But if God doesn't have overcomers, and we are waiting and planning approaches to save the whole community, it will not work. God raises overcomers to go in a certain direction, and that ends up saving everybody. The faithful end up saving all the others, even the wayward. But if you sit down into a negotiation table, you will fail. Actually, I don't like talking about such things, but you are so burdened that I need to turn with me to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. Verse 18 and 19. Somebody read it for her. Yeah. It's a terrible passage.
First Corinthians chapter 11, verse 18 and 19. In the first place, I hear that when you come together as a church, there are divisions among you, and to some extent, I believe it. No doubt, there have to be differences among you to show which of you have God's approval.
Have you heard?
Amen.
Divisions, even when they exist, are not necessarily a problem. They are a means of revealing those who have God's approval.
Amen.
No, I'm not trying to say you have God's approval. That's not what I'm trying to say. The dangerous thing about reading this kind of passages is that the person who reads it seems to be the one who has God's approval. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that we should not be caught up about community management. You get back to being faithful to God. That's my burden for now, about faithfulness. That you get back to being faithful about God and not look around about what is happening to the ministry. If you spend your time looking around, you will go so far from God, and you will wake up one day after you have spent your time looking around, condemning everybody, you will wake up to discover how far you yourself have gone, and you will be sorry. I want you to be faithful. And secondly, I want you to have a clear head. There are two issues that bring a lot of tension. There is the conflict between truth and love. Most brethren who pursue truth are very unloving. And most brethren who pursue love are very compromising. And God doesn't want either the one or the other. God is both truth and love. Those who are truthful must be loving. In order to be faithful to truth and yet be loving, the only pathway open is that you suffer. It's suffering. If you are faithful to truth, you are not going to compromise the truth as evidence of your love. So you are going to be faithful to truth and suffer. The Bible says that the servant of the Lord must not argue, but he must be kind towards all men. Ready? Let's read it in 2 Timothy. Second Timothy chapter 2, verse 23 to verse 26.
Yeah, give sister a microphone.
And the servant of the Lord must not quarrel, but be gentle to all, able to teach, patient, in humility, correcting those who are in opposition. If God perhaps will grant them repentance, so that they may know the truth, and that they may come to their senses and escape the snare of the devil, having been taken captive by him to do his will.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Listen, opposition does not mean that there is a matter of truth on both sides. But the attitude of those who want to serve the Lord must be humble, kind, and gentle. And it is by attitude engineering that you get across to your brother to escape the grip of Satan that produces opposition. That is the way of love. You cannot give up the truth in order to win your brother. Because all unity at the expense of truth, you have cast out God. But you cannot hold on to the truth and then decide to give up your brother. If you do that, you do not discern the body. And you have become somebody who wounds the body of Christ. What is the pathway? You must be faithful to truth and you must be loving to your brother. It makes you an intercessor. And it makes you suffer. And the only way you handle your brother is by an attitude engineering. It is not by the negotiation of issues that have to do with truth. Get humble, be gentle, be kind. It is attitude that helps those who oppose to come back to their senses. And Paul says that perhaps, because it is not sure, perhaps God may grant them repentance. You cannot tell whether the repentance will come or not. But if your attitude is right, God can have a chance to work. But if your attitude is wrong, God himself is put out of the situation. And you may hang on to your truth. And there are many divisions in the church down all history that have been because each person hung on to some truth and was ready to kill his brother. So how do you become both loving and yet faithful? By being ready to suffer. By being willing to suffer. Now, I find those two extreme attitudes. Some want to be so loyal to the truth that they do not realize how narrow they have become in the accommodation of their brethren. And some want to accommodate everybody and they don't care a damn about what God wants. If you want to accommodate everybody, you end up like Jehoshaphat. Because Jehoshaphat, as a king of Israel, decided to have an alliance with Ahab. After they were all children of Israel, he decided to put aside what he considered inconsequential differences and team up with Ahab. And Hanani the prophet came and warned him, should you help those who hate the Lord? God doesn't close his eyes to issues because of a broader ecumenical mind. And God judged the works of Jehoshaphat for having a broader heart than God. Don't be broader than God is. And don't be narrower than God is. Do not exclude anybody whose name is in the book of life. And do not include anybody
Because there was a time when Israel went out to fight the tribe of Judah, and they got soldiers from the northern kingdom to come and join them. And a prophet came and told the king, don't let these troops from Israel go with you into the battle. God is not with Israel and with those who are of Ephraim. They were all Abraham's descendants. But that prophet said, God is not with them. If you go out with them, God is able to destroy you. For he has power to destroy or to win. So, the king complained that he has already paid so much money in order to recruit all these mercenary armies. And that prophet said, God is able to give you far more than what you have. Listen, brethren, we are all suffering after Brazak's departure. But let us not become very beclouded, each person proclaiming his own positions. Those who want to hold on to the truth, they are ready to hold on to the truth to the extent of trampling on the heads of their brothers and speaking all kinds of evil against those who differ with them. There's no Christ in that. Is that clear? But also, there are some who want to hold on to love and to their brethren to the extent that they cannot just say a spade is a spade. They cannot say this one has departed, that this one is disloyal, and God is not in it, and it's not love. It's not Christianity. The church is the pillar of truth. The pillar of truth. And God won't come around sponsoring our compromises. However, if we want to hang on to God, we must make sure we have the dispositions that are correct. The humility and the love, without which there can be no intercession. I'm saying this because some of your prayers are very, very, very confusing. And the prayers show that you are battling with the fearfulness of facing the truth that this your brother has missed the road. If you do that, God cannot trust you. There should be the honesty to say, this brother has lost the way. There should be the honesty to say, this brother is doing evil. And also, there should be the humility that intercedes and has a right attitude so that that brother can come back. When you are dealing with opposition, God requires an engineering of attitude, not a compromise of truth. Let's just get back to the Bible. Let's get back to the Bible. It is God's own work. As you people pray, there is all this confusion. There are the Boanerges who want to cut off everybody's head. And then there are those who are so loving that even the devil will be in the fellowship. They will go to heaven and ask God to forgive the devil so that nobody should go to hell. And they cannot conceive of a God that creates hell and punishes waywardness. But God does punish waywardness. We are not called to be Jehoshaphat. If you get around to being a Jehoshaphat and you believe in the ecumenism of mixing with everybody who considers himself a child of God because they are children of God, then you blur the lines. God has those that he approves. And many divisions. There is no unity. Were you here the first day I shared about unity, or was it in England that I shared? Did I teach about unity here? Now, read with me Philippians chapter 2. Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5, NIV. Huh?
when we're in my room. Okay, yes, it was when we're praying with the brethren upstairs. Sister, you were there. According to this passage, the only place where unity can come from is from the individual wealth of each person's personal relationship with God. And as long as some have backslidden, there will be tensions. There will be tensions. The tensions are a reflection of the terrible spiritual condition of many brethren. And the only one, those who want to solve it, are those who will go back to their to revival and to their personal love for the Lord Jesus. Those are the ones bringing a solution. Somebody read it, since it wasn't with everybody. Philippians 2, 1 to 5.
Philippians chapter 2, verse 1 to 5. If you have any encouragement from being unified with Christ, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, any comfort from his love.
No, go slowly then.
Okay. If you have any encouragement from being united in Christ, if any comfort from his love, if any fellowship with the Spirit, if any tenderness and compassion, then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose.
Good. Just a minute there. The Bible says, if you have any encouragement from being united with Christ, that is, if your own personal union with the Lord Jesus Christ has met your needs, your own need for encouragement, if the love of Jesus for you has brought you comfort, and if you are walking in communion with the Holy Spirit, and there is tenderness and compassion in your heart, then the apostle says, it is from those reserves of personal spiritual needs met through a personal relationship with the Lord Jesus that you can become like-minded. Union of mind in the church is spiritual. It's not political. Union of mind is spiritual. And union, like-mindedness, it springs from a rich relationship with Jesus. And it cannot be produced otherwise. There is no possibility. The Apostle Paul says, what communion is there between the believer and the unbeliever? Between the temple of God and Belial? Where there are spiritual polarizations, the scriptures say, as in those days, the son born after the flesh persecuted the son born by the promise. There is conflict where there is flesh and God's way. They will always be. The son born after the flesh is a son. Is he not? But he persecuted the son born according to the promise. There are polarizations that have nothing to do with issues. There are polarizations that have everything to do with being who we are and what we are. But that's not my burden for now. My burden for now is that you, sister, should be faithful. And that you, sister, should follow the way that God has shown you, whether others are coming along. And that you should do it in such a spirit that, like the overcomers, if you go along, like Caleb said, if God be with us, he will give us the land. And then some may see, and whose hearts, and they can come along. God needs overcomers for the salvation of the entire community. But God does not save the entire community without raising overcomers to go the way he wants to go. So let's not mix sentiments with principles.
I am ready. It's only that such things, I don't talk about them. Because anybody can open his mouth. Genghis Khan says, your own mouth is the best disguise of your own intentions. War strategy. The principle of disguise. So if you stand up in front of people, you can say, I love my brother, and you can talk all the intentions. And it may mask what your own true intentions are. That's why it's not worth talking about. Whether your intentions are good or they are bad, let's live before God. God knows. God knows. I can stand in front of you, and the best way to dress up in front of you is to tell you. And after I've spoken to you, your minds are prejudiced, and you will not hear what your other brother says in the same manner. So it is a worthless thing. The mouth is the best disguise. That is the art of politics. If you can talk well, you can win hearts. But what you will do, we shall wait and see. So let's not get into all those things. Leave them aside. You follow God and be faithful. And just be faithful. That's my burden. So I'm not trying to escape the fact that there are problems and that there are woundings in the ministry. But that attention on polarizations in the ministry will create further polarizations. I've been married for long. The longer you people quarrel and each person makes his point, the worse the relationship gets. The worse the relationship gets. And the United Nations has not produced world peace. So negotiations have not worked. Has the United Nations produced world peace?
No.
Not as long as human selfishness and the personal interests of nations exist. There will be no peace because of selfishness. Is there a negotiation that will uproot selfishness in the heart? But the Bible says here that satisfaction in Christ, in the latter passage, it says, do nothing out of selfish ambition. That which uproots selfishness is a deep satisfaction with the Lord Jesus. That's what takes away native selfishness. And I don't know any political party whose agenda is not very wonderful for the nation. But what they will do will depend on who is there. It doesn't. So please, love the brethren and pray for them. And love all the brethren that you can. And keep your heart large. But as you keep it large, a large heart means that you will suffer. A broad heart means that you will suffer. You will suffer the misunderstandings. You will suffer the misinterpretations. You will suffer the accusations. And you will suffer all this, laboring to maintain a right attitude and correct disposition. So issues of faithfulness are not, the opposite is not the issue of love. God wants us to be faithful, and God wants us to be loving. And if you are going to be faithful and loving, I have told you, you are going to suffer. So if you don't want to suffer, you will neither be faithful nor will you be loving. You will only be selfish. Finish the passage.
Then make my joy complete by being like-minded, having the same love, being one in spirit and purpose. Do nothing out of selfish ambition or vain conceit, but in humility consider others better than yourself. Each one of you should look not only to your own interests, but also to the interests of others. Your attitude should be the same as that of Jesus Christ. of Christ Jesus.
Yeah.
Amen.
That's where it comes from. So I beg, let the confusions in the prayers, and everybody is trying to pray through his own positions. Please just come back to my message. Can we now go back to my message?
Amen.
I wanted to clear the air so that you don't think that I'm dodging from issues. Because people are praying other things which are not my message. Is it clear?
Amen.
Let's get back to the message. You are my target. And I want to make sure that you listening to me, that you come back to God.
Amen.
And you are faithful to him. That's my burden. My burden is not the politics of CMFI. And the message is not about the politics of CMFI. The only way to handle the politics of CMFI is to have an attitude of humility. And not to talk about the humility, but actually to be humble. Because those who talk a lot about the humility hardly get humble. Is your heart now at peace, my beloved?
Yes.
Yeah, okay. Let's come back to the matter of faithfulness to God. Because everything hinges on it. If there are many who are faithful, the community will be blessed. And if God finds them, nothing is lost. Nothing. Absolutely nothing. And if you want to compromise with the brethren, because you believe that God always wants peace, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I did not come for peace. I came for division. To set a brother against his own brother. And in a family, two shall be against three, and three against two. Parents against their children, and children against their parents. But anyway, also he promised that in the last days, he will send Elijah. Again, it will take the anointing of Elijah to bring the hearts of the children back to their parents. And if God gives us that anointing this morning, and I bring your heart back, at least to Brazak, I may be a small Elijah. So let's get your hearts back first to the parents. Because it is not natural that people's hearts should turn away from their own parents. It's not natural. So please, be at peace. I like a few people to pray that will pursue both truth and love. And pursue both love and truth. The truth that is robbed of love is a weapon of vengeance. The love that is robbed of truth is a weapon of compromise. Is that clear? The truth that is loving is God's truth. And the love that is truthful is God's love. Okay, make we pray now. Let's not do John Locke and moral philosophy. Let's come back and pray. Let's pray that the brethren will settle these basic issues. Some are afraid to be true because they may be unloving. Because if they really face the truth about what their brethren are doing, they may hate the brethren and pick up a cutlass or gun. And some are afraid to be loving because if they are loving, they will have to give up the fanatism that they have attached to their pet theories and ideas which they consider truth. Okay. Is it clear? Pray now that the brethren here, that their hearts will stop thinking about the climate and all the problems of believers in America. I am ministering to the brethren sitting in front of me. I am not ministering to CMFI America. Amen.
Amen.
You are the CMF, you are the brother is sitting in front of me. I want you to be faithful to Jesus.
Amen.
Give her a microphone.
Lord Jesus, I thank you that you came as a root out of dry ground. And you pursued love and you pursued truth to the end. And we in turn, Lord, must pursue love and truth to the end.
Amen.
To be called and to be equal as an overcomer. Because as you overcame, we must overcome. I thank you, Lord, that I shall pursue love and I shall pursue truth. Because you pursued love and truth to the end. Because you went to the cross and you pursued and you pursued. And you pursued that great love, so because you so love the world. I thank you, Lord, that you pursue that love, and we shall pursue that love and that truth, and we shall lay down everything else other than that love and that truth, and that we shall walk with you as overcomers. In Jesus' name, I thank you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh, Father, I praise you for this principle that you are teaching us today. To cling to the truth and to be loving as well. Oh Lord, how difficult it is to combine the two principles. And as your servant was talking, Lord, a thought of your word in Luke chapter 10, verse 3, where you say, now go and remember that I am sending you out as lambs among wolves. Oh, lambs among wolves. Oh, Lord, how difficult it is to be lambs among wolves. How difficult it is, Lord, to have a tough spirit and a tender heart. How difficult it is, Lord, to combine the truth and love. Lord, we confess to you that it's difficult. It's difficult. But we know it's not impossible. We are praying, Lord, that you help us, Lord. That you help us, Lord. Oh, to combine thought, spirit, and truth. Someone who clings to the truth, Lord, and who is not loving will go to one extreme. And the one who loves, the one who only has a tender heart, but not, and is not, doesn't have a thought, spirit, will go to the other extreme. You are calling us, Lord, to reconcile with your end. How difficult it is. How difficult it is. How difficult it is that with you, Lord, do you know we can do all things through Christ. Praise with us. Help us, Lord. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, I thank you for this wonderful opportunity this morning to commit my heart to you. To faithfulness. I pray, O God, that I'll be faithful to you with all my strength, Lord. I pray in the name of Lord Jesus that you grant me the capacity to be true. O God, I pray in the name of Lord Jesus, I am determined to speak the truth and to be true, O God. I beg in the name of Lord Jesus, Lord, that you grant me the capacity not only to be true, but to be loving. I beg in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, I give you praise and glory because you began with the truth and you end with the truth. And your word said, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Because your word is the truth. I thank you, Father, for your love, because you so love me. you so love us that you humbly descended from your throne of glory and you went to the cross to save me, to save my brother, to save my sister, because of love. Father, I thank you for your love. I thank you for the truth which liberates me every day as you teach me. I confess today that from now on, Father, you lead me to the truth and true love and nothing but love and truth. In the blessed name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for giving us this moment another opportunity to come back to you. Father, we thank you because you are telling us that you want servants, faithful servants. Lord, we thank you because by the power of your Holy Spirit, you are bringing us back to you. Lord, we thank you because by the power of your Holy Spirit, you are telling us that the way to true servanthood is by enrolling in the school of suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, I pray for myself and I pray for all of us today that we will enroll into the school of suffering, suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. That we will enroll in the school of suffering for the Lord Jesus Christ. But I pray, Father, that we will enroll in the school of dying to self. Oh Lord, that will come back to you. That will come back to you. That will come back to you. And will find full satisfaction after having encountered you, Lord. But I pray that we'll come back to you. But that's the true source of satisfaction. But I pray that we'll be satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ alone. I pray that we'll be satisfied with the Lord Jesus Christ and the Lord Jesus Christ alone. Oh Lord, I pray that we'll come back to you. Father, we pray that you'll enroll us in your school of suffering for the Lord. And that as we enroll, the character of Christ will be produced in us. That we may be faithful servants and worthy to stand before you and bring this generation to the Lord Jesus Christ. I pray for in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we bless you, Lord King, because you're not just calling, talking to everybody, oh God. You're talking to individuals particularly. You're talking to me, oh God, that I should get myself back to you. I should get myself back to you. I should follow the right way, oh God. The way that I was taught. The way that I've grown for all this time. All of the lessons that I've learned, oh God, that I should not depart from it. The lessons of love. The lessons of truth. That I will not depart from you, oh God. But I pray, oh God, that, oh, that you help me, oh Lord, to commit myself in truth and also to commit myself in love. Oh, Father, because the two cannot be divided. Oh, Lord, because if I use just one, oh, God, oh, Lord, I will be waging war on the other. Father, I pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ that I will learn to keep the two together so as to walk right with you, oh, God. I pray for all my brethren. Oh, Father, deliver us, Lord, from trying to solve every problem at the same time and forgetting to solve our own personal problem. Lord, grant that we'll be able to solve our own first, then we can be able to, oh Lord, learn how to serve the others by loving them, by practicing truth. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Father, again, we thank you for this word that of who you are, Lord, that you are at once truth and you are also love. Lord, we do confess that the way to achieve this, the seeming duality of these two characteristics, it's through suffering. The Lord is through being willing to suffer at the hands of others. Lord, it's a wanting to rather be wronged than to prove a point.
It's willing to suffer people speaking ill of me or diminishing my reputation because I want to be truthful. And Lord, I pray that you'd also, for myself, Lord, that you'd help me not to be all, to allow all into my surroundings, loving everyone, but I'd also be truthful, willing to suffer their reproach for the sake of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
Father, we thank you, Lord, for the message today, Lord, about the faithfulness of the Rechabites. Father, I thank you, Lord, for the wells that we learn to draw from, the wells that Brother Zach discovered and that we learn to draw from, Lord. Father, I confess that I've been tremendously blessed over the years by simply taking what he said and putting it into practice, by taking what he taught and doing exactly what he said. Father, I confess that it has gone well every single time when I have done that. Lord, I pray that by your grace, Lord, I will continue to do exactly that. And I pray, Lord, for all those who are under my leadership, Lord, for the church in Massachusetts, Lord. Lord, I thank you for the extent that they have taken the books of Brother Zach, read them, and obeyed them. Father, I pray that they will do so more. Father, I pray, oh God, as we learned, yes, as we heard yesterday, Lord, that the things that we know that we do, we will do them even more. Father, by your grace, Lord, by your Holy Spirit helping us, Lord, but I pray that you help us to remain on that path and not to stray to the left or to the right, so that your promises that you gave to Brother Zach will come to pass, O Lord, and be fulfilled for us and for anyone whose purposes, for everyone for whom your purposes is somehow tied to us, O God. But help us, we pray, that come what may, come what, regardless of what circumstances arise, O God. But I help us to be faithful, Lord. The areas in which we're backslidden, O God, whether it be daily dynamic encounters with God, or praying alone, or Bible reading, or fasting, or retreats for spiritual progress, or giving to God, or being a faithful member of a house church, or witnessing, Lord, we pray that wherever it is backsliding, O God, that there'll be a return. Repentance and return, O God. Father, help us, O Lord, not to try to be innovative in the wrong way, to come up with new ways that are just another way of saying that we reject what we've been given in the past. Father, keep us from that kind of innovation. Help us to be humble, to accept that you taught a man who was like a laboratory, Lord, in whose life you tested several things and proved to be true. Father, we pray that those principles that were crystallized in his life, O Lord, will be fully adopted and applied in our own lives. And Lord, may we see the same results in us that were produced in him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Hallelujah.